We have always said that Israel had a right to defend itself. But unfortunately, Israel's response has gone too far, and its actions have caused a terrible humanitarian disaster. And the restrictions imposed on the delivery of humanitarian supplies are completely unacceptable. In our opinion, it may even be a likely breach of international humanitarian law. So it cannot be justified. We join countries around the world to call for an immediate ceasefire, for the unhindered delivery of humanitarian aid, for the protection of civilians, and also for the return of hostages. Of course, beyond the current crisis itself, Singapore also supports the right of the Palestinian people to their own homeland. This has to be done as part of a negotiated two-state solution, because that is the only way for a comprehensive, just, and durable solution to this long-standing Israel-Palestine conflict. So there have been international efforts on both fronts, on the ceasefire, the return of hostages, as well as on the roadmap towards a negotiated two-state solution, including the efforts by France and Saudi Arabia for a conference next month. We will participate in this. We will join with the international community to watch such a durable solution.